Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire,
purify our hearts.
Surround us.
Refreshing glory.
We see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the timber. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 wanna really, really, really know you, Lord. So we worship you. Oh, we worship your majesty, dominion, power. It belongs to you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Bear with us. We're having some technical difficulties on today. Amen. I'm not seeing the callers on the line, so just bear with us for a few minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're still going to give God some praises. I'm not going to let this hinder us today. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way today, God. We come against these airwaves and all of the confusion and all of the technical difficulties. Amen, amen. Okay, all right, all right, all right. Lord, you're doing it, you're doing it, you're doing it. Amen, amen, amen. Trying to see if I could pull up this switchboard. And it is not coming through. Not able to hear any of you all. You can hear me, though. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We're going to be up in a minute. Just give God some praise wherever you are. Just continue to plead the blood. Hallelujah. It's already scheduled. Hey, it's all right. God knows everything. He's not asleep. He knew we were going to experience this difficulty today. But this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what come today. I'm still going to rejoice. I'm still going to be thankful down in my spirit. For this too shall pass. Amen. We have a wonderful speaker. I'm going to call those things that's not. As though they are, amen, amen. We're going to continue to praise God until it's switchboard. I'm able to see it, amen, and come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you today. God. Hey, glory to God. I give him praise for what he's doing. Hey, there's a shift. There's going to be a shift in the atmosphere. Amen, amen. The ship is already taking place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knows everything. Hey, hey, he knows the beginning. Hallelujah, and he knows the end. Hey, thank you, Jesus. There's nothing. You can't pull no tricks on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing is hidden from the God that we serve. Amen, amen. Just bear with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless you today, God. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even in the midst of this technical difficulty, we're still going to give you glory, and we're still going to give you praise. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. God is a good God. We're talking about a risen Savior. That's our destiny focus for this week. A risen Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to be discouraged. Hallelujah. Because he can do all things. There's nothing impossible to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He gave man the wisdom. He gave him the knowledge. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We just going to start praising God. You all are on the line. Just begin to intercede. I was talking about interceding just on this morning. Hallelujah. Begin to pray. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. God is not dead. He is alive. Hallelujah. And I bless him today for being alive in my life. Thank you, Jesus. I bless him for giving me the strength. Hallelujah. To endure. For giving me the strength to go through. For giving me a new mind. Hallelujah. Romans 12:1-2 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Glory to God. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, I bless him all today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless him, Lord. I give you praise. I can't even get a support staff on here today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. We give you praise anyhow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'll just hold on. Hang on in there. Nothing is coming up. Hallelujah. Okay, can't even get my speaker on the line. Amen. I know he's on, but I'm not able to see the switchboard to open his line. Okay. You know, this has never happened. Amen. But that's okay. We're going to give God some glory anyway. I was trying to get Faithful to see if she can pull up the switchboard. She might be out today, so I haven't gotten a response. Bear with us for a little while longer. Hey, glory to God, Jesus, hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you today, God. I bless you, Lord God. I bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay. All right. Yes, Sister Sharon. Yes. Just a moment, you all hang on in there with us. Okay. Amen. Just a moment, you all. Thank God, Sister Evangelist Sharon is on the line. Okay, just a moment. Evangelist Phillips. Just a moment, you all. Stay tuned. Evangelist Phillips is going to help us out. Sign in. Just a moment. Stick with me, Bishop Cephas. Just a moment. We're going to be up in a minute. Hallelujah. I can't even get this here. No. Evangelist Phillips, I'm trying to text you now. Bear with me, you all. Bear with us. Trying to get Evangelist Sharon. I'm seeing you right now, Evangelist Sharon, so just hang on in there. All right. He's going to help us out. I'm sending it to you now, Evangelist Sharon. If she could pull up the switchboard, we'll be in good shape. Hallelujah. Hang with us, Bishop Cephas, if you're still on the line. Let me call. I'm going to have to call Evangelist Phillips.
Okay,
hello?
Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for?
Can you hear me? I'm looking for Bishop Cephas at area code 5. Excuse me, let me get his. His area code is Bishop Michael Cephas, area code 513 and the last 4 is 0526.
05. No, I see a 513.
That might be him. Open it up and see if that's him.
Okay.
Can they hear me, or did I click over on your line?
You clicked over on my line. Go back to the Blog Talk line.
Okay.
Is your cell phone?
Hello?
Hello?
Can everybody hear me?
Evangelist
Phillips?
You didn't hang that up. Is it charged? Your phone?
Evangelist Phillips?
He got my daggone plug.
Okay, Bishop?
Yeah.
God bless you, Bishop.
You hear me?
I'm here.
All right. Thank you, Evangelist Phillips. Evangelist Phillips is going to help me out today with this switchboard. I couldn't see anything, so I thank God that she's on the line today, a ram in the bush. God bless you all. Thank you all for being so patient. We have no control over these switchboards sometimes, so it happens. I'm seeing the switchboard, but I can't see any of my callers. So, Evangelist, thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. You hear me?
Yes, yes, sir. We hear you, and we're about to get you on in a few minutes. We'd like to just take a moment out to just thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for your patience again. We've never experienced this problem. We've had some problems with the line and not being able to mute and unmute. But that's all right. We know God has a word for us today. Amen. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go right on into, I'm going to eliminate all these preliminaries, and I'll let Bishop come on and pray for us and even go into the word of God. But I want to, before I do that, I want to read his bio. This is his first time being on the broadcast with us, and I certainly hate that we're experiencing this, but God knows everything. He knew
Amen.
This was going to happen before it happened, but I want our listeners to hear a little bit about Bishop, our speaker for the hour, and we want to just read a little bio on Bishop Michael Cephas Sr. Amen. Michael Cephas Sr. was born on October the 12th, 1955, to Benjamin and Loretta Cephas of Cincinnati, Ohio. At the age of 10 years old, and I'm going to try not to rush. We have another, almost another hour and a half, so we want Bishop to be able to minister to us today. But at the age of 10 years old, Michael became acquainted with the apostolic doctrine through his mother and Aunt Catherine. He was then baptized in Jesus' name by Bishop Dr. John P. Coyne. At the age of 18, he received the Holy Ghost on August 21, 1974, under the leadership of the late Bishop Dr. John T. Coyne. Michael married Benita Jefferson of Cincinnati, Ohio, on September 14, 1974. Through this union, God granted five children, two adopted children, and one foster child, making a total of eight children in all. He attended the Zion Temple First Pentecostal Institute from 1982 to 1983, successfully completing several academic courses of study, including understanding Sunday school, understanding teaching, evangelism, and Old and New Testament prophecy. The Institute honored him with the certificate of graduation. Michael's thirst for godly wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God's word led him to pursue his studies at the Grace Temple Apostolic College, where he completed several academic courses with great success. Amen. Michael Cephas became a Sunday school teacher for the Adult Brothers class in 1979. He was also the chairman of the Brotherhood Department and chaplain of the official board, and served as a youth chairman for 10 years. In 1991, Michael became a licensed minister and served as second assistant pastor of the True Church of Jesus Christ. In 1997, Elder Michael was installed as first assistant pastor by the late Bishop Johnny L. Johnson, former pastor of Greater Bethlehem Temple Church. Elder Michael Cephas Sr. began rehearsing the role of pastor in January 1998. His late pastor, Bishop Coyne, was still living, but he had taken sick. Although times became hard and tiresome for Elder Cephas, he would teach Bible class on Wednesdays, conduct saints meeting on Friday, and preach Sunday morning and evening service, and even eulogize, while continuing to hold down a 12-hour day job at Greater Ice Cream Company. Amen. Amen. Elder Cephas was installed. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, yes. It's okay. He was installed as the pastor of True Church of Jesus Christ with the First Lady, Sister Benita Cephas, by his side. This great occasion was held on March 28, 1999, at 5 o'clock p.m., and was officiated by the late Bishop Dr. Johnny L. Johnson, former pastor of Greater Bethlehem Temple Church. In August of 1998, he was ordained as an elder of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith, incorporated in Rochester, New York. Okay, on June 25th, 2000, he graduated from Christ Temple Bible Institute. Amen. And he holds several degrees. Bishop Cephas retired after 25 years of working at Greater's Ice Cream Factory. He then dedicated his life to the Lord in September 15, 2000, to the work of the ministry. Bishop Cephas has finished his first book entitled What's on Your Mind. Amen. One day while he was downstairs in the sanctuary of the old church on a Sunday morning, he looked around and said to himself, this has got to change. There were four Sunday school classes in the sanctuary. Classes were outside, and there were absolutely no rooms to house the classes in the church. That became a problem. Also, the parking was a problem. So at that time, the neighbors began to pick up all of the parking. And the visitors and the saints had to go back home some Sundays because there were no places to park. What a testimony. Man. And so one day, Pastor Cephas remembered the exact words that his late pastor, Bishop Coyne, told him, that there would be a beautiful church coming. With that in mind, Pastor Cephas set out on foot and via the internet to find a new church home. This process took about 9 months to come to pass, and Pastor Cephas, along with some of the saints, went to see numerous churches, some big and some bigger, but that was not what God had in mind for true church. After a long 9 months and finding the Rehoboth loan process began, and they purchased a four-story, two-family house next door to the church. And the sale of that building was used for a down payment of their new facility. Pastor Cephas was unsure about selling the church first and renting out a new high school gym until they found a new church that were, and they got approved for a loan from the bank, and they sold the church. After so many closed doors, God opened that door and had the true Church of Jesus Christ name on it. And they got approved for that loan from Provident Bank, and they purchased a new church hall. On Friday, November 28, 2003, Pastor and First Lady closed on the new church, and they named their new build, their new church in that facility, the New True Church of Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Amen. So around True Church country, Bishop is known as the no-nonsense preacher and the baddest preacher on the planet. He was ordained, officially ordained as a bishop on March 27, 2004 with the Apostolic Assemblies of Christ. So it gives us great pleasure to introduce this man of God to us on this evening. And Bishop, we still have some time, so preach the word. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How you doing?
We're doing all right. We got through this. We had a ram in the bush like God always had prepared for
Amen.
His saints.
That was a pretty good bio. Where'd you get that from?
I got that off your website.
Hello? Hello?
We received that from your, well, it wasn't off your website. It was emailed.
Oh, okay. Well, praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Appreciate that. Well, I'm
Amen.
So glad to be a part of this.
Amen.
And God is good. And his mercy endures forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And we appreciate you and appreciate the opportunity to speak concerning this subject of risen Savior.
Ah.
Amen. So, we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you and glorify you. We ask, Lord God, that you bless the message today. Anoint the ears of the hearers. In the mighty name of Jesus, anoint our minds that we might receive the word. And Father, in the name of Jesus, save, deliver, and set free. In Jesus' great name we pray. Bless the host of this radio broadcast. And, Lord, we thank you for it and praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We still there?
Yes, yes, sir. We all are here.
Amen.
Let me ask Evangelist Sharon, is all the callers there?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. There are 13 callers on the line. I didn't get any names, but there are 13 callers on the line.
Amen. If you have an opportunity, you can get their name for Evangelist Phillip as Bishop Minister. Thank you.
Okay. I'll get them right now.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Phillip. You're on, Bishop.
Amen. I'd like to start today with I like this scripture. I like them all, but I like this scripture in Matthew's, the 28th chapter. Talking about the beginning of the end of the Sabbath, as Jesus began to the dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set upon it. His countenance was like the lightning, and his raiment was white as snow.
Ah.
And for fear of him, the keepers did shake. There's one thing about God. When he enters the room, the glory of God comes in. And when the angels, when the keepers saw the angels, they shook and became as dead men. And the angels answered and said unto the women, fear not ye. Anytime God comes in the room, he says, fear not. Because fear is torment. And for to know this ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here.
Come on.
For he is risen. As he said. Amen.
Yeah.
He is risen. He's not dead.
He's
alive.
Ooh.
John said, Jesus told John, I'm he that was dead. But I'm alive forevermore.
Ooh.
He got up from the grave. But let me go back a little bit. Let me go back to Palm Sunday. Let me go back when Jesus triumphantly came into the city, riding on an ass. And they threw down palm leaves and said, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Folk will celebrate you. Amen. Until they find a point or something that they don't like. They'll celebrate you. Amen. They'll lift you up. They'll put you up on a pedestal to something that they don't like. And 7 days later, they were saying, crucify him. We will not have this man to rule over us. Praise the Lord. And they crucified him. Won't go through the whole thing, but they crucified him. They hung him high, and they stretched him wide. He died where the sun refused to shine. Praise the Lord. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why have you so far from helping me? Jesus died on that cross that we might have the right to eternal life. Amen. That souls might be saved. That the devil might be defeated. They took him off the cross. They put him in a borrowed tomb. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Devil thought he was dead, thought he was gone. The enemy thought that the Lord and Savior, they thought they had killed him, and they thought it was over with. Praise the Lord. But we find out on that third day, praise the Lord, he went down into hell. So we won't have to go. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men, but he rose from the grave with all power in his hands. He said, you are looking for somebody that is dead. He said, he is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord laid. And I want to just add to that subject, a risen Savior. Amen. That he got up.
He got up.
He got up.
Mm.
Muhammad didn't get up. Confucius didn't get up.
Oh, yeah,
all the theologians that men have placed as idols, they didn't get up. Buddha didn't get up. Oh, hallelujah. These folk didn't get up from the grave. Praise the name of the Lord. You go to their graves and their bones are still there. The ashes are there. But you go to the tomb of Jesus, there's no bones, no ashes. Because he got up. And when he got up with all power.
Ah, hallelujah.
Got up with all authority. Oh, hallelujah. Nobody else can make that claim. Oh, hallelujah. I said nobody.
Nobody.
Skipping and jumping can make that claim. That they died and they got power to get back up. Jesus said, no man taketh my life.
Come on.
I can lay it down and pick it back up. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, you take my life. He said, I'm going to rise again. I'm going to get up from the grave. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He's a risen Savior.
Yes.
Because he's a risen Savior. Amen. We can rise from the guilt of sin.
Mm-hmm.
We can rise from adultery and fornication.
Mm.
Rise from homosexuality. We can rise, amen, from lying and cheating and stealing. We can arise from these things because he got up. We can get up. Because he got up, the sinners can be saved. Praise the name of the Lord. Because he got up, folk can rise to walk in newness of life. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Because he got up. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Anybody out there listening to me now, let you know, amen, he is a risen Savior. He's not dead, but he's alive. In spite of what the theologians are saying, that Jesus never got up, that it was a myth about his resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. But I beg the difference with you. He got up. Got up because he's living in me today. Can I get a witness in here? He's living in me today. I serve a risen Savior. Oh, glory to God. Still alive in my soul today. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. And because of that, amen, he sent the Holy Ghost back to give us power to live like God wants us to live, to give us the authority over every work of the enemy. Amen. Because Jesus triumphed over the devil openly. He made an open show of the devil. He let the enemy know that, amen, praise the Lord, I'm giving my people power because I died for their sins. Not only did I die for their sins, I rose. They don't have to live in a drug addiction. They don't have to live in prostitution. Oh, praise his name. They don't have to live in an adultery and a fornicating spirit. But they can live in the Spirit of God. They can live in a resurrected life. Oh, hallelujah. Never to have to go to that sinful place anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. I said praise his name. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I said he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus rose from the grave and said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Then he said, go ye, therefore, and teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, which is Jesus, the name of the Son, which is Jesus, and the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And he said, lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Whoever's listening today, Jesus got up. He is the risen Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name. Praise the name of God. And you can get up too. You can get up out of your situation. You can get up out of your mindset that you might have concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister, you still there?
Yeah, we still here, Bishop. Go right ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope I'm saying something to help you today.
Oh, you helping me?
Amen. Praise the Lord. And in spite of what folks say, he's up. He's a risen Savior. Amen. He got up. Amen. And he's sitting on the right hand of God, throne of God. Amen. And the Bible says on the day of Pentecost, amen, when it was fully come, they all was on one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. There was a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clovers tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. They all was filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Peter, James, and John, and all those apostles that was in the upper room in the 120, amen, got up. Amen. Was filled with the Holy Ghost. And after they was filled with the Holy Ghost, they went out to tell somebody else about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. This is our job. Amen. When God raised us out of sin and shame, amen,
mm-hmm.
he calls us to live in heavenly places. It's our job to tell men and women about a risen Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're alive. They can live now.
Yeah.
They don't have to live in the situation that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of the Lord. Praise his holy name. God will give you power that will sustain you.
Mm-hmm.
Power that will lift you up. Power that will cause you to live right. Power that will cause you to walk right. It cause you to talk right. Power to love everybody.
Power.
Oh, glory to God. I don't care what folk do and what they do to you. This Holy Ghost will give you power.
Mm.
It'll give you forgiving power.
Mm.
Oh, glory to God. I say glory to God. A lot of folk don't forgive. But this risen Savior will give you, amen, forgiving power.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Folk hurt you. But God will give you some power to say, I forgive you. Amen.
Mm.
And to give you some power to say, I still love you. I still care about you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. This risen Savior will give you power that you know not of. Oh, hallelujah. It calls you to live right. Oh, praise his name. And my wife, amen, we've been saved for 39 years, and it's been good. It's been real good. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. Hallelujah.
Wow.
We had some ups and downs. Amen. But I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's a mighty good God. I wish I had somebody to help me. Amen. Give God a praise up in here. Praise the name of God. He's worthy of all praise. I thank God for being risen in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. We have been in some kind of a thing going on here in Cincinnati concerning my church, but God, amen, provided a way out of no way. God made a way. Amen. The enemy tried to come in. Amen. But God rose. I heard the scripture say, let God arise. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Oh, hallelujah. He rose, amen, out of the grave, triumphantly. Oh, praise the name of God. I feel God in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. He's not dead, but he's alive. Hallelujah. I said he's not dead, but he's alive. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Everything that I do, amen, he does it with me. Oh, praise the name of God. He's my God, and I'm glad. Hallelujah. I wouldn't take nobody else, amen, but Jesus. Oh, praise his holy name. He got up that I may get up. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever situation I get in, amen, he lifts me up. Oh, praise the name of God because he got up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless his sweet name. Amen. And he said, I'm going to give you some power here. Amen. I'm going to give you some power. Amen. To tread over scorpions. And amen. Oh. Whatsoever. Amen. Deadly thing you're drinking won't hurt you. Praise the name of the Lord. I got power today because of my risen Savior. Oh, bless the name of God. He got up today. I said he got up. Anybody know he got up?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I said, anybody know that the Lord Savior got up? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless his name. Bless his name. Somebody ought to bless the name of the Lord here. Oh, pray. I said, bless the name of the Lord here. He's worthy to be praised. I said, he's worthy. Amen. He said, who do you seek? He said, I seek Jesus of Nazareth. He said, he ain't here. He's risen. Praise the name of the Lord. And the way they knew, amen, that Jesus was coming back, amen, when Peter went into the tomb, into the grave, amen, the napkin was folded. Oh, praise the name of God. I said, praise his name. One thing about when you go into an expensive restaurant and you go in there and you order your food and you eat your food, and if that person takes their napkin or their napkin and fold it up and ball it up and put it in a plate, that means they're done. And the waiter can come and take the plate away. But if that person folds that napkin, put it on the side, that means that person is coming back. Don't touch that plate. Jesus folded a napkin that was on his head, put it on the side. That let them know that Jesus was coming back.
Hello.
Oh, hallelujah. What I'm saying to the listening audience today, amen, he has risen from the dead, and he's coming back.
Ooh.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Ooh. Praise the name of God. I said, praise his name. And the Bible says, amen, the dead, amen, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of an archangel. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the air. Praise the name of God. Amen. No grave going to hold my body down. But I close my eyes tonight. And Jesus come. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. He's going to rise. Amen. And I'm going to rise with him. No grave is going to be able to hold my body down. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise his name.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised. I said, he's worthy. He's my risen Savior. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. He's my risen Savior. He got up. Praise the name of the Lord. And I can get up also. And you can get up. You that is in the listening audience, you can get up today. Praise. You don't have to stay where you are.
Ooh.
You don't have to stay in the state that you are. You can get up out of whatever situation you're in because Jesus got up. He is our risen Savior. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And they looked around and he said, go tell them to meet me in Galilee. Praise the name of God. That's where they're going to see me. All glory to God. I said, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. He said, they'll see me in Galilee. Hallelujah. You got to do just what God tells you to do. The Bible says, according to Acts 2:38, you got to repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and unto your children, to all that are far off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. God is calling forth from every walk of life. Amen. To come. Amen. And enjoy the Lord. Amen. Come and be saved. Praise the name of the Lord. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to be filled with the Spirit of God. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the only way to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Praise the name of God. And he did all of this that we might be saved. Praise the name of the Lord. He could have sat in the heavens. He could have looked at mankind and said, I'm God. I don't need anybody. But he loved us so much that he gave his life for us. Oh, hallelujah. I said he loved us so much that he gave his life for us.
Yeah.
Amen. He died that we wouldn't have to die.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a devil's hell that we wouldn't have to go to hell.
Mm.
Why would you go to hell when you can go to heaven?
Whoa.
Oh, glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Ain't no parties in hell.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no drugs in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no alcohol in hell. No prostitutes. No sleeping around. None of that is in hell. Nothing in hell but torment. Why would you go there when you can go to a blissful heaven where everything is waiting on you?
Yes,
everything is joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. I'm looking forward, amen, to be with God one day. Oh, glory to God. That's why I'm living right.
Yes, Lord.
I said, that's why I'm living right. Praise the Lord. And people say you can't live right. Oh, that's not the truth. That's a lie.
Uh-huh.
You can live right.
You can live right.
That's right. You can live right because we're doing it.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. Ain't no funny stuff. Ain't nobody half living right. Ain't nobody half living saved. We're living saved. You can follow me with a camcorder or whatever you want to have. Anywhere I go, I'm still the same saved man that I am in the church. Oh, glory to God, because that's what the power of the Holy Ghost will do. That's what the power of a risen Savior will do. It will cause you to live a holy and a sanctified life. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I guarantee you, if you come to a real holiness church, you won't be disappointed. Praise the name of the Lord. You're going to know and you're going to learn about the risen Savior. You're
going to
learn that he got up. Hallelujah. And he sits on the throne. All power in his hand. Whatsoever you need from God, God will give it to you if it's in his will. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. I said, if it's in his will, he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, he said, I would do it. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, I would do it. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty salvation we have today. What a blessed salvation we have. Oh, hallelujah. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. No amount of money. Oh, hit up a boat, shake that boat. No amount of money, amen, can make me trade it. I don't care if they offer me $100 million. This salvation is precious. This salvation is priceless. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I wouldn't trade this salvation for nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can live this thing. Amen. You don't have to, amen, halfway live it. Amen. You can live it fully. Oh, glory to God. Don't have no desire, amen, to go to the world. Don't have no desire, amen, to do the things of the world. Don't have no desire to sin. Oh, glory to God. Because he saved me one day. And I promised the Lord when I was 18 years old, when me and my wife first came into the church, I promised the Lord, if you save me, I serve you. Oh, hear that bubble, sheet that bubble, shout. Hallelujah. I told him that. And I kept true to that. Praise the name of the Lord. Been serving him ever since. Thank you, Lord. I said, been faithful to God ever since, and God's been faithful to us. Praise the Lord. He never failed us and never will. Oh, hallelujah. I've been young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen a righteous forsaken, nor a thief begging bread. Never seen it. Never go see it. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. And one thing, a message I preached years ago, amen, you've been designed to win. Hallelujah. God has designed the saints to win. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're designed to win because of the risen Savior. We're designed, amen, to be, amen, conquerors because of the risen Savior. Amen. It gives us dunamite power, dynamite power to explode on the devil. Oh, hallelujah. Demons run when we call that name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of God. I said, demons run when we call that name.
Come on.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I plead the blood of the Lamb of God over this broadcast, over this internet radio. I plead the blood, amen, over the host here. Praise the name of God. Them demons, amen, when they see the saints of God coming, they back up. They got to get out of our way. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Praise the name of God. And them demons might not want to, amen, confess to the name of the Lord. Amen. But they're going to come out of hell, amen, in judgment. Amen. They're going to have to bow. They might be grunting when they come out. But when that name is called, amen, they're going to have to bow. Demons and devils, amen, going to have to bow to the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Those that are deaf, those that are dead and stiff with the death, with the, amen, the death of the century and the dust of the century, amen, going to have to bow. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They stiff with the dust of the century. Pharaoh going to get up and going to have to bow to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his holy name. All those that oppose him, all those that went against him, is going to have to get up. Oh, hallelujah. And bow to the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory. Oh, I magnify him today. I glorify him. He's worthy. He's worthy of all praise and glory. For he is the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah in here. Oh, praise the name of God. Praise his holy name. Bless his sweet name. Thank you, Jesus. I said bless his sweet name. Glory to God. He's worthy of all praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I hope, amen, I'm blessing this audience out here, amen, through the word of God. Amen. There's nothing like the church of the living God. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The church is not a club. The church is a fellowship when men and women come to be saved. The church is a soul winning station.
Come
hallelujah.
On,
hallelujah. It's holiness. Oh, hell. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Follow peace with all men and holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I don't care what folks say. They can say what they want to say. Holiness is right. Oh, glory to God. I said holiness is right. Amen. You can't change now. Can't change in the middle of the stream. Can't change horses in the middle of the stream. Praise the name of God. Holiness is right. Stick to it. Amen. Till I die, till the rapture take place. Praise the name of God. He is a risen Savior. And I'm so glad that he got up. So glad he got up. In spite of what Farrakhan said, so glad he got up. Glory to God. He got up. Thank you. I said Jesus got up.
Jesus got up.
Yes, he did. And he got up with all power.
All power.
And the heaven and earth is in his hand. All glory to God. Then he gave us some power.
Thank you, Lord.
Which is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Then leave us powerless. You don't have to. We don't have to yield to the devil. We don't have to yield to the flesh. We got power.
Power.
As soon as the saints of God remembered that they got power, they would defeat the enemy. As soon as they realize, some of them don't realize they got power over this devil. As soon as they realize that they got power over this devil, amen, they'll live right. Amen. Bottom line, as soon as they find out they got power over the devil, they'll live right. They won't be talking about it's hard. No, the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard.
All right, say that
again. It ain't hard to live holy.
Way of a transgressor.
You got to get to a point where you shun the very appearance of evil, stuff that don't even look right. Might not be wrong, but just don't look right. We need to not put ourselves in vicarious situations where we can't get out of it. Amen. Risen folk don't be around dead people.
I'm like that.
Huh? Risen folk don't be around dead folk.
All right, dear.
Peter said, we're lively stones in the building. Huh? Mm. Only time you're around dead folk, you're going to raise them up.
I like that.
And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. That's the only time he went to the grave.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? To raise up Lazarus. And because he had power in his words, Lazarus, amen, that word went into the regions of death and darkness. Amen. And Lazarus had, amen, been dead for 4 days. And after you dead for 4 days, your brain deteriorates. Your body, your blood congeals. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
All your body parts, your fluids in your body begin to swell you up, and your flesh becomes dark and purple and black. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of God. When he called Lazarus out of the grave, amen, life went in there. Glory, glory. Life went into the grave. Into the tomb. Amen. And resurrected everything in Lazarus' body. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. And when he called him out, hallelujah. Amen. Lazarus came out leaping, everything intact. Loose the man. It's something the church got to do. Church got to loose folk once they get in, amen, into the church. You got to unwrap them. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of God. And before he did that, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, as though they be dead, yet shall they live. Oh, hallelujah. If you believe on God, you believe on Christ, amen, you'll live. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Praise his name. Somebody ought to give him some glory here. Somebody ought to magnify him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. Thank you, Lord God. I thank God for this opportunity. Give God some glory to speak the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's worthy. Yes. He's worthy. Thank you, Lord God. That's his name. And thank you, sister.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop.
Spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless his sweet name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Talking about a risen Savior.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a risen Savior.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
He got up out of that grave. Hallelujah. I said he got up out of that grave. He's not there. You can't find him. He's not in the grave. But he's walking in Galilee. He's walking in the Galilee of your life.
Hallelujah.
He wants to save you. He wants to bring you out. You don't have to live beneath your privilege. Hallelujah. You can get baptized in Jesus' name. Let God wash away your sins.
Come
Amen.
On.
Go down in the water in Jesus' name. Just H2O.
H2O.
Where the power comes in, the blood is in the name by faith. When you go down in Jesus' name and come up, amen, likeness of his death, buried in water, you come up to walk in newness of life, old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. And you need to get to the apostolic Bible teaching church, holiness church, that's going to teach you how to live right. That's why Bible classes are essential. You have to go to Bible class so you can know how to walk right, how to live right. You can't learn it on TV. You got to go to the house. You got to go to the church. Amen. I said you got to go to the church. You got to be up under a pastor. You got to be up under somebody that's in touch with God. That knows the word. That will teach you how to walk right, how to live right, how to treat your neighbor right, how to love your brothers and sisters in the Lord, how to love the souls of men. Amen. That's what you have to do. I can count on one hand how many times I missed Bible class in almost 40 years.
My God.
Huh? 25 years I sat up on the Bishop Corn. Didn't move a muscle. Listening to that dynamic man of God preach the word of God and teach the word of God. It stabilized me. It made me who I am today.
Made you who you are.
Hallelujah. I said, made me who I am today because of that great man. Oh, bless the name of God. Amen. And God can make you the same. Whatever city you live in, find a holiness church. Find a holiness preacher. Let him put you down in Jesus' name. Let God fill you with heaven's best. The Holy Ghost. Amen. And get in that Bible class and stay there until you know how to live right. Till you realize that the God that's in you is your risen Savior.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He'll resurrect any thought. Amen. In your mind. Praise the Lord. He will elevate your mind. He can, whatever thoughts that you have that's negative, that's not right, God can change that thought. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let this mind which was in Christ Jesus be also in you. You start thinking like God. You start thinking like Christ. They got them little bands out talking about what would Jesus do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you what he'll do. Amen. He'll go to church. To get himself right. That's what Jesus will do. You want to know what he'll do? I'm telling you what he'll do. Praise the Lord. Hey, man, get your soul right with God. Jesus is soon to come. This world is in turmoil. They don't know what to do. Amen.
Amen.
They don't know what end is up. Amen. It behooves all of us to make our calling and election sure. Amen. Make sure, amen, that we are, our ticket's been punched. One day we're going to take that flight. Glory. Hallelujah. One day the rapture is going to take place.
Come on.
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Rise first.
Those that have died in Jesus, they're going to resurrect first. Oh, glory to God. And this mortal, this mortal shall put on immortality. Oh, glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Those that have been dead for centuries, that died in Jesus. You're going to see old Peter get up. You're going to see old Paul get up. You're going to see James get up. Oh, hallelujah. Then you're going to see them old patriots. Oh, hallelujah. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing here. Praise the Lord. Rise. huh? And meet the Lord in the air. Oh, glory to God. I say, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be in that number. What about you? Hallelujah. I'm going to be in that number. Hallelujah. When the rapture of the church take place.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, Bishop Corn said it like this. He said, it's going to be like, it's going to be so quick, it's going to be like a half an eye back.
Mm.
Going to say hallelujah down, he's going to say holler down here and hallelujah in heaven. He said, that's how quick it's going to be. You ain't going to have time to be talking about, I'm going to forgive you. No, will you forgive me? You ain't going to have time for that. It's going to take place so quick. Amen. The rapture of the church. Because he got up, because he is risen, we're going to rise. Hallelujah. I said, we're going to get up out of the grave. We're going to rise. Amen. To be with the Lord in the air. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless his name. For he is risen, as he said. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Got up, y'all. He got up, y'all. I said he got up. Yes, he did. You can go over to Jerusalem right now. You won't find him. You won't find his ashes. You won't find his bones. He's not there. He has risen, just as he said. God bless everybody. I hope I helped.
Wonderful word, Bishop.
Thank you. Pray for us. Pray for us.
The last 2 weeks we were talking about power in Jesus' name. Last 2 weeks, that's what we, and before that we were on 28 chapters of the Acts of the Apostles. Hallelujah. This week we said a risen Savior. God is not dead. Jesus is not dead. He is alive.
Yes, he is. He's alive.
Ooh, glory to God.
Alive in my soul.
Amen. Well, we thank you so much for that word. I tell you, you're the first so
thank
many
you.
Beautiful things today. We thank God for you coming and sharing with us today. This is the first time, and when I read his bio, I see an apostolic father.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
So, amen. We got a soldier on here, across the room, and she's down with it. Amen. So I know her heart was rejoicing on today. We thank God for Evangelist Phillips. Lord, have mercy.
Praise the Lord.
We don't know who we're going to need. That's why it behooves us to love one another. It behooves us to keep a forgiving spirit.
That's right.
Because you don't know who you might need. Hallelujah.
Oh, no. You don't know. That's right.
But that don't mean that we have to, just because we need somebody, we need to treat them right. But that should make you want to treat them right. Hallelujah.
Right.
The Bible says, Jesus told his disciples, he said, a new commandment
new
I leave you, that you love one another. For the love today, I thank God that Evangelist Phillips was on this line.
Yes.
And she was at home where she was able to boot up this computer, her computer, and see the calls. Other than that, you know, we would have been just had a canceled show today.
Right.
So I thank God for Bishop. You have preached under the anointing of God, and you have certainly told us what we need to do to live right. I love what you said about not being around dead folks.
You said
risen people that have risen, they don't fool with dead folks.
That's
and
right. Unless you're trying to raise them up.
Their purpose is to raise them up.
That's right.
To bring that dead back to life. To
Amen.
So we thank God for you. We still have about 16 callers on the line, and we're going to open up the line.
Okay.
Evangelist Phyllis, if you can open up the line for us, and we'll just go on down the line. I'll call on Apostle Johnson. I see him first. He's the only elder that I see on the line. So we'll go straight to him first.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you what, Bishop, I greet you with the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Certainly, I'm honored and privileged to hear you on today. What a mighty, mighty word from the Lord. You remind me of my spiritual father. That it's just something about that wisdom and that anointing that comes out. And when it starts bubbling up, you can't help but to listen and let it attack. And so I thank God today for that anointing attaching to you, just coming from you, that attached in my life today so that this word could connect with me. And I truly honor God for the Spirit of Christ that rests and abides with you. And certainly I just pray Godspeed on your life, that this won't be the last time that we hear from you.
No,
but
sir.
Certainly just, we just can tell what God is doing in your life and that there's so much wisdom that is outflowing through you.
It was just an
amazing word because truly he's risen. But I love, Bishop, when you were talking and telling the people that the power of the Holy Ghost will give you the ability to forgive your enemy, love your enemy, walk with your enemy, to talk with your enemy, to help those that are around you, and that people that you don't even know, because it helps you to walk like him. It helps you to know that you've risen. And that when he got up, he didn't just get up by himself. He got
That's
up
right.
for us.
That's right.
God of mercy.
Glory.
And so I just honor God for the anointing on your life and honor God for this opportunity of being able to hear you on today. So
thank
I just
you,
say
sir.
God bless you and just honor God for your life.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I'm breaking up here.
Is that Lady Stafford?
No, praise the Lord. That's Sister Aisha.
Okay, her line was open. Well, are you able to say anything, Sister Aisha? She's with those kids, so just go on now.
Okay, Sister Donna.
She may be at work and can't say anything.
Oh, I can say something. This is Sister Donna. God bless you, woman of
God.
I thank the Lord for the man of God, and the message was so mighty today. For he has risen. Glory to God. I'm just thankful to be a child of God. Well, we all are children of God, and as he risen, we shall rise. Even though we fall, we rise. I can say I have rose out of a dark place, and God has brought me into the heavenlies. I have risen into great transformation where the Lord is still working on me, even today. I just thank the Lord for his glory. I thank the Lord how he's placed beautiful people of God in my life to structure me, to help guide me, and keep me walking in the faith. I just thank the Lord for the things that he continued to do in the lives of me, my family, and the saints of God. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. God bless you.
Sister Kim.
God bless you. Good afternoon, and God bless you to the bishop. It was very a powerful word, and God bless you. Just want to say thank you all.
Praise the Lord. Sister Jessica.
Who's that line open?
God bless.
That's Sister Jessica right now.
Okay.
Oh, I guess some noise in the background is enough.
That was Sister Kim. That was Sister Kim.
Okay. All right. God bless you.
God bless you. And God bless y'all. And it was my first time being on, and I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the topic. He is risen, and I shall rise too. I've been going through a little struggle, and I needed that uplifting to know that, you know, God is still able, regardless of what's going on. God is still in charge. And I needed to know that, you know, by me being saved and anointed, that God, you know, he arisen for my sins, and that I too have arisen since I've chosen him into my life. And I just
thank
God for the sermon, and I thank God for this radio broadcast. And, you know, it's one of the best things that could have happened to me in my life today.
Thank you, Lord.
You know,
amen. Amen. Who invited you to come on, Sister Jessica?
Sister Kim, that's my sister.
Oh, wow. I talked to Sister Kim this morning. She lives in Kentwood, Louisiana. I said, that's my home girl. Yes. I'm so happy to have you with us, Sister Jessica. Sister Kim
was
sharing with me how, you know, she's been trying to invite her family to come on the line, and I got a chance to talk with her this morning, and she has been so faithful to this radio broadcast, calling and listening. So don't let this be your last time, Sister
Jessica.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, Bishop.
The Lord.
It was a blessing. You know, I'm Acts 2:38, so I say, Lord, help mercy. I'm just jumping all around here. But when you said Jesus has risen and he has came back for his people, and not only that, you told us, even though we get the power, we got to live right.
That's right.
We got to walk this word out and in our heart and mind and body. And, you know, it's just a blessing. Everybody, come on. But, you know, you're just apostolic to the bone.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
ma'am. I say, Lord, I thank you because you got to go in and there's only one door, and that's Jesus Christ at the door to bring us in.
Right, absolutely.
Lord, Jesus Christ, for allowing you to come forth on the broadcast, because we know how or where, how the Holy Ghost is going to operate in our lives to bring us to meet his precious people and his saints. And, you know, I say, I'm a stop after this, but when you were saying that, I kept saying, power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Minister Mims.
Amen.
Minister Mims? Well, we'll come back to her. Sister Dawn?
I'm sorry, because I thank the Lord. How are you? I thank God for the word. I thank God for the man of God. I thank God for the topic. It was awesome, and it was food for my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Sister Dawn?
Yes.
It's your turn.
I'm at work right now. The phone keeps shut up. No.
Okay. All right.
Oh, y'all, and I enjoyed the message today.
Oh.
God bless y'all. Is this Sister Joshua?
No, this is Sister Phillips.
Okay, Sister Dylan, how you doing today?
I'm blessed, highly favored.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. Yes. Bless you.
Praise God. We're going to go to Lady Stafford, Lady Carol Stafford.
God bless you to all of those that are on the line this afternoon. I come to privilege once again to hear that he is risen. I tell you one thing, he's risen in my life, and I ain't never been the same. Glory to God.
Oh.
As powerful as it is, any two-edged sword. Glory to God. And I thank God for the power that he's given me when he risen. Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes,
God bless you all. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. There's a caller in the Sacramento area. I don't have the name. I think I had it earlier. 5442.
Sister T.
Oh, Sister T. Oh, you hung up and came back. God bless you.
God bless. I just thank God for Jesus rising. I thank God that he rose for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I thank God that he even allowed me to rise out the ashes
that I've been with my life. I just
thank God
that
he rose so I can rise.
Yes.
The risen daughter that he called me to be. I thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Evangelist Bernard, we have a caller that there's not a number. It's just coming up. 1111. If you want to respond, caller.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I don't know who they are either.
Well, they're not speaking, so praise the Lord. We thank you for joining the program on today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I enjoyed you, Bishop.
God bless
you. Hallelujah, because we certainly serve a resurrected God, hallelujah. Jesus was resurrected from the grave. And you know what? I was resurrected as well.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And I thank God for being resurrected in him. Hallelujah. That old person that I used to be
Amen.
Is gone. And I'm so glad. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Had you known the old person that I was, you wouldn't want to be involved
Amen.
With me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I thank God for saving me and sanctifying me and filling
yes.
me with this precious Holy Ghost.
Good Lord.
And that was all because of my former pastor, the late Stephen Stafford.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And Lady Carol Stafford, under their tutelage, they taught me about Jesus. And
Amen.
I thank God for that. Amen.
Better know it.
What a
thank
blessing.
You,
we still have a few more on there. I see Sister Carter and Evangelist Bruce Phillips is on the line. Evangelist Phillips.
I don't see them on my end. Wait a minute. Maybe I. Nope. I don't see them on my end.
Okay.
Can you
well,
open them? Oh, wait a minute. I see somebody. Wait. No, no. I don't see them on my end. Can you open them up?
Can't open it. Wait a minute.
The last person that I see is Sister T.
Okay, Sister Carter and Sister Evangelist Rufilla is on, but I can't open them up. They're down at the bottom of my switchboard, but I can't do anything. I guess my board is frozen.
Well, I tell you what, Sister Evangelist Priscilla and Sister Carter, would you please call back and maybe you will show up on my end and then you can have your words. Amen? So until they come back, Evangelist Bernard, it's all yours.
Okay, okay. Well, we just thank God for, I'm telling you, I was like, what is going on here today? And after Evangelist Priscilla just came on in, then I was able to
Amen.
Go to going through Mozilla Firefox, and I couldn't see anything. So I went on after Evangelist Phillips got on and opened up the switchboard. Then I was able, I thought about it. I said, well, let me go through Internet Explorer. So I did that, but I still, I could see the switchboard. It did allow me to promote. And that means it'll go to the social media, Twitter and Facebook, but I still wasn't able to open up the chat line or anything. So, hey, guys, that's all right. The word went forth.
Amen.
The enemy was fighting. He didn't want that word to go forth. We were
all right. Amen.
5 minutes, but I thank God for that. Even Sister Kim inviting her sister on
Amen.
The line. This was our first time coming on. Everybody
yes.
else that was here today, other than the caller with the 111, I don't know who it is, and they didn't want to respond. But this message was for us.
This message was
for all of us today. So all we needed to do was have some endurance, have some patience.
That's right.
That this show was going to go forward today, and God allowed it to happen. And he had Evangelist Sharon Phillips to come on the line today and be able to assist us. So we just thank God for the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is taken out of his time. He's on the East Coast. I don't know if this is his Bible class tonight or what.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes, ma'am. It is.
Amen, amen. So we don't want to hold you, Bishop. Me to go is fine. We certainly don't want this to be your last time coming
on
the line.
Oh, no, it won't be the last. I enjoyed myself.
God with us.
I really enjoyed myself.
So we just thank you for your time and
yes,
thank you for that anointed, powerful word coming forth. And certainly, we will certainly keep your number. We have it in our phone, and we certainly will call on you again.
All right.
To be with us again. Again, thank each and every
thank
one of you all that called. I want to tell you on April the 11th, 12th, and the 14th, Bishop Leo Lewis from Montgomery, Alabama, who is the presiding prelate of Prophetic Miracle Ministries Worldwide, he will be at Dr.
Bostic Church, the late Dr. Bostic Church, mm-hmm. and her son, Bishop Peterson Bostic, have taken over. He's now the pastor of that ministry. So he will be here ministering at Menlo Park, California. He may be on with us next week. I haven't confirmed that yet, but just stay tuned. So
amen.
We certainly would like for you all to come out and support that ministry on the 11th, the 12th, and the 14th of April. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you. I know Sister Ruby is probably still running around her home or in the kitchen or in her dining room where she's sitting, listening to that word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God, Sister Carter, we can't open your line. And Evangelist Lucilla, I'm not able to open your lines. And Evangelist Phillips wasn't able to see you all on her end, but I do see you all on my end. Thank God for Sister Kim. We praise God for this
woman
of God coming, and thank God for sharing with her on this morning, and thank God for her sister Jessica coming on. And we thank God for Sister Aisha riding with those babies. She wasn't able
to
say anything. Sister Donna, we thank God for each and every one of you all. Tomorrow we're going to have another Michael on the line.
All right.
Minister Michael Davis out of Oakland, California.
Oh,
if you all haven't heard him, hey, I tell you, you need to tune in tomorrow. He'll be with us on tomorrow, and we're going to bring him right on up. And this man of God has spoken a prophetic word in many of the saints' life. And guess what? Not many days since, it came to pass. But he is a prolific teacher and preacher of the gospel. So he will be with us on tomorrow. And on Friday, we have our life coach, Pastor Edward Hamilton. He'll be with us for our Provoked Friday.
Amen.
Please tune in and join us for the rest of the week. We're going to go back to Bishop and let Bishop have the final remarks, and he can close us out with prayer. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God
thank
bless
you.
God
thank
bless
you, sister. Amen for allowing me the opportunity to come and speak to your audience, and hopefully it won't be the last time. And I just enjoyed myself because I know the God that's in me because he's risen. Remember, people of God, keep the risen Savior. Keep him in you. And remember this Sunday, remember him, that he rose, amen, triumphantly from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you and glorify you. We magnify your great name. We thank you for what was said today. Now, oh God, bless your people, Lord God, to hide this word in their heart. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and help them, oh God, to have you in their hearts to stay risen. Oh God, in Jesus, we pray that souls might be saved, men might turn from darkness unto light, from the power of Satan unto God. Lord, bless this broadcast. Bless all those that are working together to make this happen. Oh God, we thank you right now, and we praise you, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. God bless you, sister. Appreciate
amen.
You.
Thank you, Evangelist Phillips. We appreciate you. If you can just close us down with a song, we appreciate it. Apologize for Evangelist Priscilla and Sister Carter wasn't able to have a word, but God bless you all. Thank you, Sister Don. I know you had words, but God bless you. Thank you again, Bishop. We love you.
All right. We love you, too. God bless you. Bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Falling in love with Jesus. do in his arms. Never did connect them, oh no. Falling in love,